just after the apostles walked the earth. It's like, you know, these things were handed from faithful men to faithful men. And to men who were at least faithful in transmitting the message of the apostles. You got to hold fast that faithful word. So why? So you can, by sound doctrine, I mean, you know, it means, sound means literally like to be of sound health. Sorry about that. You know, there are some, and what is the health too? Is it to your body? Bodily exercise profits a little. Right? But exercise yourself rather unto godliness. There's much profit in that. Healthy, sound doctrine is going to lead you to righteousness and godliness in this present world. It's going to teach you certain things to make you like Christ. Because that is the goal of being a Christian. That is the very meaning of being a Christian. It means to be a little Christ. Now today, nobody, I'm not Jesus. Wouldn't want to say I'm anything like Christ. No siree. But that's what I have to be. When he appears, I'm supposed to be like him. I'm not supposed to be like my ungodly neighbor. If I'm found to be like my ungodly neighbor, I'm going to have the same reward as my ungodly neighbor, no matter what facts or no matter what my philosophy is. If I'm, you know, I'm some sort of theoretical Christian. I'm a theoretical Christian. You see, I believe on Jesus' sacrifice, and you know, I'm going to sin, of course, but that's not a matter because God imputes righteousness to me because I believe, just like Abraham. I've already divorced Sarah, and who cares if Isaac's ever born? That's almost what they do. Is they, you know, God promised that Sarah's going to have a child, and Abraham puts her away. Would that be Abraham acting in faith? God says to Abraham, Abraham, you're going to have a son by Sarah. And he will be the you'll be the father of many nations through that promised seed, right? And he says, I believe it, God. And God says, I'm going to impute righteousness to that boy, you know? Though he was an old man. And then Abraham divorces Sarah. Now, where does his faith stand? You understand what I'm saying? When you divorce yourself from the truth, which is proclaimed in God's word, that child that is supposed to be born, you're supposed to be pregnant with the seed of God. You understand this? It says, he that is born of God, you got to be born again. He that is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed, God's seed, remains in him, and he cannot sin. Paul said, I travail in birth from now, even till you Christ be formed in you. You know, we are supposed to keep striving and moving forward and adding to our faith until we reach the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. There's got to be a full-grown man born in us, Jesus Christ, who died, yea, rather, that is risen again. So we died in baptism and are raised together with him in newness of life. That's what's supposed to happen. And when you cut that off, when you divorce yourself from that truth, your faith is dead. You can't be the father of many nations, quote unquote, as Abraham was. You aren't faithful with faithful Abraham, because you have to do things. You know, Abraham had to do things to receive the promise. He believed God, that was imputed to him for righteousness. Then he also lay with his wife. That took faith too. He said, if God wants to give me a child, he can just do it himself. I'm not going to lay with that old prune. Though she was very fair at her age, as it is written. I'm just saying, if Abraham was some of these other people who call themselves Christians, if he was those people, he would have had a really bad attitude towards Sarah. Because people in this world have a really bad attitude towards the promises of God pertaining to righteousness. Because they don't want to be righteous, they don't want to be godly, because those things repulse them. And they wonder, and they're going to wonder, on the day of judgment, why Christ says, I don't know who you are. Hey, sound doctrine, healthy doctrine. By that we exhort and try to convince the gainsayers. What are gainsayers? Antilogos, those who dispute, they refuse, they quarrel. There's all kinds of gainsayers out there. I'm always dealing with them on the internet and stuff. They write me. They're an annoyance. I get tired of writing to them, because that's why I've started doing this audio teaching. I'm just going to teach the word. After a while, it gets so frustrating because I'm not a good typist and so on and so forth. And I don't like to sit at my desk all day. It doesn't always, and I'm always discussing what they believe. I don't want to discuss all this unhealthy fable doctrine anymore. I'm sick of it. I want to discuss the healthy instruction of God's word, that which will bring health to your soul. That's what will raise you up with Christ to sit down in the heavenly places. As it is written, all these things I'm saying, it's all from the scriptures. If you've been studying these books I've already done, if you studied them all with me, you know that, oh, this is just along with everything that's been said so far. Verse 10, for there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision, whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, teaching things which they ought not for filthy lucre's sake. One of themselves, even a prophet of their own, said, the Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, slow bellies. This witness is true. Wherefore rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in the faith, not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men that turn from the truth. You know, there are a lot of unruly people out there, unsubdued, you know, unsubjected, insubordinate to God and to the things which He commands, and to the Spirit of God, to the faith of Jesus Christ. They don't want to follow after the things which the Word is declaring. You know, the apostles were actually fighting those people at times, and all their writings are against those things. You know, and they also are declaring, you know, and a lot of times, sometimes it's interesting because they didn't have to fight necessarily the same things that we fight. There was a lot of blamelessness running around in the church, a lot of righteousness running around in the church. These days, it's like that stuff is so far gone, it's got to be re-emphasized. That's why in all my preachings, those are the things I'm emphasizing. I don't emphasize Jews who come in and subvert churches of God. When was the last time a Jew went into a Christian church and tried to subvert it? Not that that's impossible, I suppose, but I mean, it's not like a common thing. Back then it was these, there was people of the circumcision who were subverting houses, you know, the churches, the place, you know, whole families. Whole groups of people were being subverted by the doctrine. You know, they were overturned. They overthrew the faith of some, teaching things which shouldn't be taught. And why are they teaching it? Because of filthy lucre.